Mr. President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on your appointment and assure you of our full support and cooperation. We especially wish to thank you, together with the two ID coordinators and with the assistance of UNODA, for the inclusive and constructive work you have conducted during the past months. Italy appreciates the commitment you have shown and the way in which you are steering our work under amended Protocol 2 of the CCW. Italy aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, since we believe that amended Protocol 2 plays a fundamental role in guaranteeing the respect for the rules and principles of international humanitarian law, we reiterate our call to non-state parties to accede to it and to parties to the regional Protocol 2 to ratify its amended text as soon as possible. The possibility to promote the universalization through regional appropriate fora is an option we should explore, as it has been the case for other conventions. As regards national reporting, given its important value in building trust and allowing to measure progress in implementation, Italy calls on all parties to participate in this highly beneficial exercise. Mr. President, Italy is extremely concerned by the indiscriminate humanitarian and socio-economic impacts of anti-personnel landmines, cluster munitions, and other explosive remnants of war, especially on civilians. For this reason, we attach utmost importance to assistance and cooperation in mine action as a crucial tool to prevent indiscriminate humanitarian and socio-economic impacts, especially on civilians. Since 2001, we have devoted more than 70 million euros to mine action programs. As a sign of renewed commitment, we have doubled our budget for 2021, devoting 8.5 million euro to initiatives focused on clearance, stockpile destruction, risk education, and victim assistance. During this year, Italy is continuing to support UNMAS activities in Iraq, Libya, Palestine, and Syria, relating to clearance, mine risk education, and survivor and indirect victim assistance. Our country is also contributing to ICRC activities in Afghanistan, Mali, Niger, and Somalia relating to survivors' physical rehabilitation and socio-economic reintegration. Mr. President, we also share the deep concern of the international community at the growing use of improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and at the serious security threats they pose to civilians, humanitarian workers, and peacekeeping personnel. IEDs are frequently used in attacks deliberately targeting large numbers of civilians that are responsible for huge numbers of casualties each year. In addition to have killed or harmed thousands of victims, IEDs also have considerable reverberating effects, such as displacement of populations, destruction of infrastructure and of historical and cultural heritage sites, ongoing psychological suffering and economic deprivation. The use of IEDs, particularly by non-state armed groups, reaches dramatic levels in specific states and regions. We have greatly welcomed the work conducted within Protocol 2 on this issue, and we remain in full support of your proposal to update the 2016 political declaration on IEDs. Mr. President, since amended Protocol 2 is the only IHL instrument which explicitly addresses the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines, let me take this opportunity to briefly address the matter from our perspective. Italy continues to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and the long-term consequences arising from the indiscriminate use of these weapons. For Italy, the point of departure in this discussion remains the need to ensure that any weapon that is not prohibited is used in conformity with the rules and principles of international humanitarian law, particularly relating to discrimination, proportionality, and necessary precautions. In our view, in order to prevent and reduce the humanitarian impact of MOTAMP, it is necessary to restrict their use and to include a number of precautions reflected in amended Protocol 2 and its technical annex in national military doctrines and plans. These measures are integrated into the Italian forces practice and are meant not only to decrease the possible harm to civilians, but also to facilitate clearance activities at the end of hostilities and to revert the contaminated territories to their social and economic use. We believe this is an important issue.